Hello and welcome to Booktopia. I'm Bronwyn.
I'm John.
I'm Sarah.
And today we're talking about holiday reads. So we have a few days off over Christmas, at least I only have a few, and I'm so eager to read. So what are on our list, guys? Sarah, what's on your list?
So many things, probably too many things that I won't.
Don't ramble off a huge list. Just tell people the main ones that you're really, really keen for and why.
So I want to get some thrillers that I've been eyeing off for a while read. One is Call Me Evie.
Okay, who's that?
I'm really. Oh my gosh.
Josh Pumel.
Yes, thank you. Remembering authors' names is too hard. You can't expect that of me. It's just my job. I'm also really.
Can I interrupt you? What's Sarah actually going to read?
Yeah.
What's the real Sarah going to read? Not Sarah the bookseller. Not Sarah.
I'm legit going to read Call Me Evie.
No, she's talking about.
No, I know that, but I knew that was on your list. But I know that.
Yeah.
I can see you casting around.
Like, what are the things? Because I can't remember. I feel like I've got this massive TBR, and like I can't think of a single book on it. I'm just drawing a blank. I tell you what, The Binding.
Yeah.
When's that coming out yet?
That's coming out in January. So that's just mean. People can't do that on their holidays.
But you can pre-order it because it's going to be beautiful.
That's a big one. That if I come back from the holidays and haven't read,
so if you'll
take another holiday.
If your best friend is going to Noosa for a week, right? And they're going, Jesus, so you work in books? Choose for me. What do you recommend in that circumstance? Like you're the book knowledge person.
How this all fell on me.
Don't worry, it'll turn on John soon.
We met Lee Child, right?
Yes, we did.
Past
that
tense,
was amazing.
Right?
Awesome. Past I would recommend like anyone. Yeah, Past Tense for sure, or The Killing Floor. Mm. Like honestly, if you can. Because I feel like I've been speaking about Lee Child a lot since meeting him. Poor everyone I know just has to hear all of that.
With Michael
how
Connelly
amazing he
as
is.
Well.
Yeah. But if you can pick up, if you've never read a Lee Child, or if you have read a Lee Child but you've never read The Killing Floor, if you can pick up The Killing Floor and just like read a sentence, like all it takes is a sentence and you, I defy anyone to get to the bottom of the first page and not be hooked.
Climax. A confession?
Yeah.
I have never read Lee Child.
Yeah, so this is what I'm saying. Yeah. If you pick up The Killing Floor, it's like perfect
it's
holiday reading. You can't stop. Once he drops you in the middle of this amazing scene. Like,
do you know what? I trust you. Everyone, I trust Sarah because she got me into crime reading when I started here. It was her gig, still is. And you've made me addicted to crime now. I think I so believe you. Plus, she's Lee Child. So, I mean, of course he's amazing.
Yeah, look, I mean, I probably will read a Lee Child on.
Well, what I'm getting at here is there's the kind of reading you do when you're on a holiday, which is the kind of relaxed read, like your brain turns to jello. Mm-hmm. All you need is relaxing. Like you just want to turn off. You got a pool or a beach or a beautiful hillside in front of you because you're sitting under a tree and you've got a week of nothing.
Yeah,
right. Oh, and you just want. Something
I still feel like
fun.
I'll be reading for work, but let's pretend that I'm not. So let's pretend that there's no like.
Pretend you've quit.
Yeah.
Because every I take this opportunity every year to read some of the ones that I really wanted to read during the year,
but
it wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
Or because like if Ben or you get interested in a book, I'm like, well, I don't have to read that one because they've got my back on that. Mm-hmm. I'll read it later on. And sometimes, you know, when I get to the Christmas period, I get to read those books because we can't all be reading the same book at the same time. That's sort of bad use of resources. And we want to love as many books as possible during the year at Booktopia. So.
And also, when I say reading for work, it's not like that's a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's just that some books seem like there's this, as a bookseller, you feel that it's more urgent to read these ones that everyone's talking about that are coming up soon because it's
I've got a pile of
you got to be on top of them
uncorrected advanced copies that I'm going to review for work. But the one I'm reading now, which is The Ruin of Kings by Jen Leons, like I'm loving that, but I don't see it as a burden because
it's not.
Actually, they're being published for a reason, you know, they're in really great books.
So I like reading for work, so I will read for work on the holidays. But let's just say, for example,
yes,
that I didn't have access to any of the books that are given to us for work, and that was just like, what in the world, Sarah, might you read if you were just on the beach? I'd probably like reread some favorites. You'd definitely find me with some Agatha Christie's or some Dorothy L. Sayers. I'd read all the Lord Peter Wimsey books again easily, just for fun. Georgette Heyer, like just something really pleasurable that just takes you completely out of life. What else?
There's one that I want to give a go because it's one of those ones that has been selling itself, so I didn't feel the great urgency to read it. Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine.
Oh yeah,
We've eventually read that. Yeah, like I saw that and thought it looked amazing, but it was one of those ones like you were saying, John, that you're like, oh, I'll get to that, and then
didn't you read it before? Slips.
Well, yeah, but that was long after it was published.
Yes.
So like, it came out. There was buzz. But there was no particular urgency for work that made me read it at the time.
Mm.
So it sort of didn't happen. And then I kept looking and kept thinking it looked good. And then we had book club and I still didn't read it. You remember I went to the book club meeting and I hadn't read it? Yeah.
Well, I'd read it.
But then I did read it and I really, really liked it. So, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, read that, John.
Yeah, because I think that's a good one to also recommend to people going on holiday. It's that uplift. It's a new thing.
Uplift.
It's a thing.
Uplit, right?
Uplit.
Yeah, uplit.
There's one that's been on my TBR that I should have read because we got an advance copy, but I just didn't get around to it. But now it's out. Is the new Lainey Taylor, The Muse of Nightmares. So the first one was Strange the Dreamer. And I'm so keen to sit down and just, because it's a big book.
Yeah.
To just read that and see what, especially since we left on a massive cliffhanger.
Yeah, you'll enjoy
really
that. I
really want to know what happened. So that's definitely on my holiday read list. And see, the problem for me is I know myself. I have to be quite realistic. I'm a slow reader and I don't expect to get many books, that many books. Maybe
Brian,
one or
you're
two.
Not a slow reader. You're just a busy person. So, like, if you sit down and do nothing except read a book until the book is finished,
but I don't have time.
You don't do that, yeah, because
I have blocks of time.
Play a million sports and stuff, so like, you don't. Yeah, you're not a slow reader. You're minimizing your reading time.
I know. I wish I just had days on end to read. I also really want to
try quitting sleep. It really helps.
Oh no, I can't. My body won't let me. Excuse me, it's sleep time, and we conk out. I really want to. I wouldn't say read, but I want to delve into Donna Haye's new cookbook, The Modern Baking.
That's a good thing to do on the holidays.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's time to bake. It's time to eat. And that's a new one, and it looks amazing. And so I've got my copy at home waiting to be cooked, basically.
Yeah, something I put on the pile for waiting for this was Conversations with Friends by Sally Rooney.
That's on my list as well because yes. I like Normal People so much, but I never read.
Yeah, I bought it straight after reading Normal People, but I haven't, because of all the reading we have to do here, I haven't actually had a chance to read it. So it's been on my little pile.
Is on my pile because of recommendations from people at work is Beautiful Revolutionary.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I certainly recommend that. That's one hell of a ride. But, you know, when you're thinking about really easy reads, the one that we've already mentioned, Lee Child, but Matt Riley is another one for that. Also, Di Morrissey is another hottie for the beach. But I think this Christmas, I think people should devote a nice big chunk of their holiday to Marcus Zusak's new one.
That would actually be a great, like, we've read it already, but it would be a great one to read on holiday because you do need time. It's not one of those books that you can just slot in a busy schedule because you need to sit with it. Yeah, you need to really spend time with that novel and, you know, let yourself become friends with it. And then
I look at that book and I think, God, I'm never going to get through a book like that because, as you say, I just don't have those big chunks of time. It would take me 2-3 months to get through it at the rate that I read.
Or one terrible injury, you know, from one of your...
Ooh, yeah. Can you organise that?
Yeah, or just a timely bout of insomnia. Yeah.
No, but that doesn't... I don't. I'm a sleeper. My body's like, it's
one,
time.
Has anyone here... another book that I want to get closer and have a look at is Sunday Girl by Pip Drysdale.
That looks really good.
Oh, it's doing so well. It's selling crazily good. Just going and going and going. And it's one of those ones where you see by that everyone's reading it and everyone's loving it that you're just going to have a look at it. I've got it at home, but I haven't actually had a chance. One that I've started and I'm halfway through and I'm loving... is Single Ladies of Jacaranda Retirement Village. Which is completely not my kind of book.
No.
You wouldn't go, but I picked it up just because I wanted to, and Joanna Neal is so lovely. And I'm just going through it.
Like,
I'm just
Feels like it would be too happy for you,
John. I know, it seems way too happy. But it is in a nursing home, and people do die a lot in there. So I'm just hoping for some some way for some death. But yeah, it's more in the uplit line, so I don't expect too much horrors in that one. But it's
lovely idea of uplit.
Well, the Stephen King one, the new one, is meant to be uplit. I haven't read that either. That's another one.
Well, and it's appropriately called Elevation.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah.
So this whole idea that there's a new genre that we're just going to call uplifting literature, like those beautiful...
Heartwarming.
Yeah, inspirational, make you love life type.
Oh, come on. No, we want to be crying into our pillows.
I do.
Well, then get the mother's group. Fiona Higgins. If you want to cry over the holidays, and that's what had Carrie Bickmore crying recently on her Instagram feed. She read the Mother's Group. She recommends it to everyone. Mother's Group by Fiona Higgins, but that went from being, because Fiona wrote it a few years ago, and it was sort of a backlist title sitting on the shelf, and suddenly became one of our bestsellers overnight because Carrie Bickmore said to read it.
I love when stuff like that happens.
Nine Perfect Strangers, we have to mention, as a perfect one for the beach.
Yeah, obviously, I might very well read it again over the holidays, but if you are looking for a good, like, just a book that's going to really be a pleasure to read while you're taking a break, then 100% Nine Perfect Strangers, or any book by any Moriarty, really.
Yeah.
Like...
any of the Moriarty girls. I'm going to delve back a little bit just because today we had Lee Sales in, which that is actually on my list, Lee Sales, Any Ordinary Day. I got my copy today. But she mentioned a book that she loved as a child. It made her cry. It was The Neverending Story. And I loved the movie, but I didn't realize it was a book.
You didn't know?
Not when I first watched the movie as a child. But obviously, I know now. But I've been putting off reading it. And I think I'm tempted to give it a go.
That's very much in your wheelhouse. You'll enjoy that.
I think I'll cry, just like Lee Sales did.
if I can make a recommendation for the beach read or plane ride. So it's not too far, like maybe Perth, maybe a bit too far. But
that's too far. I know what you're talking about.
You know, no, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about Caroline Overington's The Ones You Trust.
Yeah.
Because that... I read that so quickly, and if I was on a plane, I probably would have read it quick. I don't know what about it is about the altitude thing, but I read really fast on planes.
It's because there's no distractions.
Yeah, yeah.
I disagree.
You turn your phone off and you just read.
You don't look at that stupid screen and you just read a book.
But people are distractions.
This is why it takes you so long to read.
I need to go on a
Ignore
plane.
The people, Ron.
Yeah, so that book is exactly what you want. It's a thriller that just will not let up, and it's set in the morning TV world, and Caroline Overington has spent a long time in that world, so she gets it so right. And I'm surprised there hasn't been more talk about some of the things she says about some of the morning TV people in that book, because some of it is right on target and would hurt if you were that person. So it's a great satire, plus just you cannot put a damn thing down. It just rockets along.
I mean, you can say that of all of her books as well. Like, she's just kind of really nailed it with these last couple of... They're sort of like they're not really a trilogy, but they sort of have matchy covers and they all have the word one in the title, and they're all unrelated, but they're very much like a little kind of...
There's little tiny bits series. Within. If you read them closely, they cross
very,
over.
Very, very loosely connected, but all really good. I'm going to put one on that actually I just put on my wish list, and it was an unusual one for me. So I read that Danielle Steele interview.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like...
Extraordinary interview.
It was an extraordinary interview. So I read it and I was like, gosh, this woman is interesting. And I've never in my life read a Danielle Steele book. And then she, within the course of this interview, just did a little like, this is what my book's about. And so her latest book, which I believe is called Beauchamp or Beecham Hall, I don't know how to pronounce it.
It could be either.
Beauchamp. And the description she gave was that there's a woman who has like a midlife crisis or something and throws her whole life in and goes to work on this Downton Abbey style TV show. And I was like,
That maybe, sounds like something I'd do.
Maybe this is time for me to read a Danielle Steele novel. I've never read one. What better time than to experience that than to on holidays, right?
Tell me if it's any good, because that sounds like
I haven't bought it yet. I off the back of that interview, I added it to my wish list.
You know something which I think, which we might be seeing a lot of on beaches being held aloft, is Becoming by Michelle Obama. We have sold many, and I mean the US sold millions. I mean that lovely stat that came out the other day with Trump took 35 years to sell 1 million. She did it in 1 week.
That's great.
Yeah. But so this thing is gone off here too. So I'm expecting to see that everywhere.
So one of the girls in the office is reading it right now, and she said, you know, she said she's not really big on nonfiction. It doesn't normally appeal to her, but reading Michelle Obama's book is not a struggle at all. It just feels like she's having a chat. It's not preachy. So she was really complimenting it. So
actually, I've just realized that I've got a section of my holiday reading. I've set books aside throughout the year that I've bought because, like, particularly nonfiction biography, celebrity biography ones, which is such a pleasure of mine, but I never hardly ever read them. But what I've got that I'm really looking forward to is two in particular, is This Will Only Hurt a Little by Busy Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
And also the Parker Posey one, You're on an Aeroplane, I think is what it's called. Is that what it's called? No, is that her new one?
Parker Posey.
Yeah, Parker Posey. Yeah. She had a book come out this year. Yeah, You're on an Aeroplane, a self-mythologizing memoir.
Okay.
I'll be reading both of those these holidays.
I've actually going to indulge in some classics as well. I have.
Of course you are, John.
I picked up Edith Wharton's The Reef after listening to BBC Book Club, and they were talking about Edith Wharton, and I know Age of Innocence and Ethan Frome, and I've read a couple of others, and they were talking about The Reef. I had never even, it's on my shelf, I was able to just walk over and pick it up, but I never even considered that, and they were talking about that in glowing terms, and I've started to read it, and it is exquisite, so I'm stopping and then going to finish that. But also, accident, I bought a very new Nietzsche biography. I was just in one of those moments where I was busily looking for an audiobook because I go insane in the traffic and I become an angry man. So I need audiobooks to always keep me sane and the populace safe. And I did a quick buy of audiobooks and threw that in there because, you know, I've read Nietzsche and blah, blah. But it's actually a brand new biography of Nietzsche that I listened to and I'm listening to now in the car. But there's a whole lot about his relationship with, opera?
Spell it.
No, the opera, the guy did The Ring, the opera.
What are you talking about? Spell it.
My brain's gone. Anyway, so it's his wife, and Nietzsche. They have a friendship. But Henry Hannah Richardson has written this book years ago. Like, you know, of course she
is. Is this the Cosima one?
Yeah, Cosima, right? Okay. So it's about this triangle of people around Cosima. The book's not longer available. It's on my shelf at home, and I picked it up and I went, I don't remember you. No longer
available?
Yeah.
That's a great book to mention on the Booktopia podcast.
No longer available. So I'm going to read that as well because I look like I only have the only copy in the world. Well, I feel very special.
I will promise to read a book that I borrowed from John, I think, 3 years ago, which is by François Sagan.
Oh, you're kidding me?
Yeah, I'll read it these holidays and I'll give it back to you.
Wagner.
Okay.
Yeah, Cosima Wagner.
On that note, let's wrap it up there, guys. There's some great lists. I think we're all being a bit ambitious, me personally, but we'll see how we go.
I read 13 last time.
You're crazy. It's all about
not doing other things.
Nothing else. I sat on a couch and read books for 2 weeks.
I'll do my best to do nothing but read. Well, happy holiday reading, everyone, and we will catch you next Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.